This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is... Well, you're listening to Dolly Shares, and... Oh, just a minute, I forgot something. There we go, that's better. Dolly Shares, yes. I need to open this one thing so I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm Dolly Howard, and I'm the one whose random thoughts that get shared on Dolly Shares. Nancy Hopkins is the producer. I'm pre-recording number 64. Wow. Number 64. So it's definitely been over a year's worth of Dolly Shares. There's 52 weeks in a year, so that would be 12 weeks over a year. Okay, wow. Interesting to me. Probably not to you. I'm pre-recording this to be aired the first time on Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. The date is actually Monday, December 2nd. And I worked with the angels and got you an angel card to start the show out with. I'm stalling for time here. I'm trying to multitask. Okay, so let's see, where's the cards? Okay, they had me draw Archangel Remliel, Spiritual Awakening. Actually, it's the card that was missing. And we worked out a deal, so I know when they want me to read that card, and they want me to read this one, Spiritual Awakening. Archangel Remliel is here to help you awaken to your soul's path and purpose. Trust that as you read these words, you are awakening, that your human consciousness is becoming aware of your soul consciousness. Remliel stands directly behind you, pouring their love and light in and through your energy field, helping to bring balance to your energy field as you open to this new spiritual awakening. Dear one, see your awakening as a beautiful flower opening one petal at a time. Give thanks to Remliel for their assistance in your awakening. Thank you, Remliel. Thank you, all the other angels, for your help. Thank you for loving us. Okay. Now, today I'm kind of... I'm not all the way with you. My thoughts are My thoughts are with my kids, I tell you. My two oldest living children, Annette and Russell. Annette's going in on Wednesday in 2 days to have her last stent put in on the other side of her heart. Then the other three are on. They couldn't put that one in because she couldn't do it at that time. Had to wait until she got stronger. So I will be going along with her. And if she has to spend the night, they don't know if she will have to or not at this point, till they get in there and do their thing. But if she has to spend the night, I have decided I'm going to spend the night with her. They have little couches there. I guess you'd call it a love seat. And so I can sleep on that and be with her. Because last time I didn't get to be there, and this time, by God, I'm going to be there come hell or high water. It's my kids' heart they're messing with. It's not mine. And then, my Russell's, he got all confused on his last appointment. He thought he was going in for some sort of procedure. He didn't know what kind of procedure. That boy never asks questions. He just gets in his head what's going to happen and thinks that's what's going to happen when it comes to medical stuff. So he did go to the doctor when he thought he was going to have a procedure, and it was a new patient type deal. So she checked him thoroughly, and I really am impressed with his doctor. She even, while he was there, had him do a breathing test, because he's having trouble with breathing and heart, chest pains, and he can't keep anything in his body. He's running at both ends, and so she did the breath test to see if there's any germs floating around in his body. Then she was so concerned about his heart. Oh, yeah, it was like last Friday he went to the doctor, I think. It was last week. And she even got him in to see a cardiologist today. So that doesn't usually happen for like a month or two. But she got him in for today. So he's going in today at 1:15. See what a cardiologist is going to determine to do. Then after his heart is okayed by the cardiologist, she's going to send him for upper and lower GIs. I like her logical attack at this, trying to figure things out by elimination. Good for her. I need a drink of my coffee. Hold on. I do like that coffee. Today's a good coffee day. So, I'm kind of... I got my kids on my mind. And I've been praying about it, believe me. Okay. I'm kind of tired today. Boy, if we had a good 4-day weekend. Well, holiday, not weekend. Holiday. Of course, Annette had Thursday and Friday off, and we didn't go to my youngest daughter's with all the kids there, and her in-laws, and the dogs, and oh my gosh, I knew I couldn't take that, all that stress. Annette chose not to. Vanessa more stay-at-home type person, too. So we stayed home and we had ham, honey ham, and I made potato salad. But Annette didn't eat it because she's on this new diet. And it seems to be really helping her already with her sugars because she has to take at least 4 insulin shots a day. She has to test her insulin all day long. This new diet, I think she called it a keto diet. Christia's coming slack is on it too, and she was chit-chatting with Annette about it. And Christia said she's lost 150 pounds on it and feels good. So it's supposed to help your heart, your kidneys, your liver. What else did she say? Annette was reading all about it. Whatever, it's supposed to help everything she's got issues with. So I'm glad she's doing it. And it's already showing good results. So she didn't have to take 2 of the shots yesterday or the day before, too. So it's a good thing. So I'm glad that's going on. So I talked about that. Maybe I can put it in the back of my head for a while, back of my mind. But this Dolly Shares was made for me to share whatever's on my mind. So here we are. That was on my mind. What time is it? Oh, it's 11:30. So Russell doesn't go into his appointment till 1:15. So I'll be done with this by then. I've been thinking about this clone stuff, and Nancy Walt and I have discussed it on Cosmic Reality radio show a couple weeks in a row. And it's been on TV. I tape the shows that I watch, and last night I watched 3 hours worth of Ancient Aliens. Well, they had a show on AIs, and they're making AIs. And they're already doing it, folks. There's AIs. Robots. They're making robots running around. But the robots, they have perfected to be so you can't really you can't really tell the difference between the robot and a human unless you're really astute, as Dave says. Speaking of Dave, good morning, Dave. Oh, he's talking to me. Give me a minute. He says, yes, there are AIs, and yes, there are clones being used for good and being used for bad, of course. He says, for instance, Trump definitely needs to have clones available because of what he is doing, contrary to what the established DC group, Deep State, is accustomed to. He's an outsider to them, and they have tried to do him in, and they also, they're doing everything they can to get rid of him, one way or another, Dave says. He he's being protected by people and beings here on earth, as well as by the spiritual beings, because he has good things that need to be done to turn things around from the way they were going, because the way they were going, we were going to end up in pretty bad streets. There were going to be wars, and it wasn't going to be pretty anywhere, even in America. America would feel wars on their lands as they've never felt before, but Trump did get in, and he is being protected, and he does need clones and has them to use, and Dave's trying to encourage me, tell me it's not a bad thing, Dolly. It is a good thing, can be used for bad, and is being used for bad, but it's a good thing too, just like everything, good and bad. Thank you, Dave. And he says, yes, AI is a scary thought, but we'll see. Even where Dave is, Dave Corso, of course, y'all, who crossed over, he was the one who started Wolf Spirit Radio. He's was in the MK Ultra. He was an MK Ultra soldier. And for those of you who don't know, for those of you who do, it's a repeat to you, but there's people out there who are listening that didn't know Dave Corso back then. You can look him up on the internet, Dave Corso, C-O-R-S-O. And you'll find him paired with, I can see him. I know his name as well as mine. He was with the other MKUltra guy a lot. Younger guy than Dave. Oh, you all know him, but, well, not all of you, but a lot of you know who I'm thinking, but I can't get the name. If I think of it later, I'll tell you later. Dave, can you give me his name? Yes, I see a picture of him, but I can't get his name. You'll think of it when the time is right. Why isn't the time right now? I don't know. Okay. So anyway, I can't get everything I want all the time. This I know. This I know very well. It's on the tip of my tongue and it wants to come out, but it won't come out. Oh, for goodness sake. I'll have a drink of coffee. All right. So Dave just wanted to give us input about clones and AIs. Yes, they do exist. He says that they can't predict or say what's going to happen with the clones because there is so much going on right now in the world with between the white hats and I can't even think of them. Deep state. That they don't know what direction it's going to take, because there's many different directions that we could go in depending on outcomes of many different battles that are going on at this time. And many different thoughts that people are having. We ordinary people, those that aren't awake, those that are coming awake, those that there's just so many different things happening right now and up in the air as to which way the energies are going to go. That's what he's saying, the energies. Which way some of the energies are going to go, they don't know. So everybody's working for the good of all. And he says, you know, Dolly, good usually wins out. Sometimes it takes longer than we'd like. But good usually wins out. Think of it that way. He says, think the good thoughts. Send out good energies to the universe. Because they will take those good energies and use them for good things. Oh, thank you, Dave. I'm listening, folks. Okay. He says, go ahead and talk about what I was going to talk about, because people need to hear it, because they think thoughts that way too. And if I talk about it, maybe you'll, those who are thinking those thoughts are thoughts like similar to mine, we'll be able to get them out in the open rather than just keeping them all held up inside themselves, because they need to be out in the open for you. In order to help everybody for the highest and best of all concerned, is what he keeps saying to me. It doesn't do any good to hold your thoughts in and fester inside yourself. It's better to get them out and share them with other people. Then you can talk about them and decide. You can see other people's points of view. And it will help you to look at things differently than just like a horse with blinders on. It'll help take the blinders off of your eyes and open you up to other thoughts too. And you can integrate the other thoughts with yours, or you can throw them away. It depends on how you want to go about it. Okay. I just had this thought. I wanted to make sure I was recording. Yes, I am. Okay, now. Dave says that he'll come back and talk to us at the end of December or the beginning of January. It might not be through me, he says, but he will come back and talk to somebody, hopefully me, for you guys, and others for other people. Okay, thanks, Dave. Thank you for coming today. Seeing as it's your show, too. I love you, too. Well, that was nice. Okay. So, speaking of thinking of the different things that we've seen, I hope a lot of you out there saw the Ancient Alien shows with the AIs and the robots on it, and how they are experimenting with hooking human brains up to wires so that they can control the people's thoughts. But also, there was this couple. The doctor wanted all this stuff put in him, in his brain, in his arm. And his wife had an implant too, and they were long ways from each other. And he could think a thought, or she could think a thought, and he would get it. Or she could move her hand, and he would know that she moved her hand. So they're working on being able to communicate by thought. I can't think of the word for that either. Oh my gosh. Try to relax my brain so these thoughts will come out. Telepathy. They're trying to make it so telepathy will happen. Not just if you can develop it or not on your own. They're trying to force the issue. And of course, it's a very good thing, not the telepathy thing I'm thinking now, where they put, people lose a leg or an arm and they can put an artificial one on the person, and the person can think how they want the leg or the arm to move. And so that's a good thing. They can be used in very good ways. And they're improving on them too these days. They're improving. So that's good. I like to see that kind of thing to help people. This thing with English, Britain's royal family, trying to think of the name, Andrew. Oh, Andrew. He's in a world of trouble now, isn't he? With his family and with the public. Both. He's going to be looking for a place where he can live and be supported with food and clothing, because that's what he's used to, you know. He's so used to being provided his clothing and food and all that crap. Normal stuff that normal people have to go out and work for, but they don't. But he's not going to have support of anybody. He's kind of taboo to be around. I heard the Queen even canceled his birthday party. And I just heard today, briefly, that they're having this big gala party at the, wherever the royals have their parties. And he's not invited. He's the only one who can't go. He's exposing that family. And they're really upset. They don't want to be exposed to their evil ways. I'm glad that this stuff is coming out. I really am. I wish that it wasn't happening so that it wouldn't have to come out. So that it wouldn't be there to come out. But it's there, and we really do need to expose it. We need to find ways to stop it. sexual deviant stuff is just... well, you know. So I'm glad Andrew was exposed. And he may say, oh, the pictures were doctored. Yeah, right. I never did that. Yeah, right. But anyway, speaking of the royal family, I have seen pictures of the Queen that scare the bejeebers out of me. It's all in the eyes for me. I can see the eyes. Through the eyes, I can see the badness, evilness. And badness, and oh my gosh, it's scary when I see it. I saw the Queen on TV a couple times where they did a close-up, and really fast, I mean really, really fast, I saw her eyes change to like snake eyes, serpent, no, lizard-type eyes. But if I say that to people, they're going to think, oh, there she goes again. She's absolutely crazy. But I had Dave affirm to me that I'm not. But you'll think I'm crazy because I'm talking to a dead man. Some of you, not all of you. But that's your trouble, not mine, because I know I am. And he affirmed that what I saw was true. And like abomination, I saw him too. I saw his eyes change, fast, in less than a second, instant, just boom. But I saw it. I saw the eyes. But then when they're supposedly normal type eyes, they're scary eyes to me because they're so evil. But the only way this is going to be proved out is in the end when everything is exposed. I have no proof for you other than you'd have to see it for yourselves. Yeah, sometimes when I saw abomination, I didn't get the evilness from the eyes. And he didn't feel the same to me. It didn't really feel. And lately, I've been wondering, well, is that because it was a clone? I have no proof of anything. I'm just telling you the way my thoughts are working lately. And I would like to have concrete answers. I don't know if I'll ever get them from here, this side. And Kellery, remember that news clip with the van. Hillary Clinton got real stiff. Her body got real stiff, and they were leading her to the van, and she was leaning against one of those bicycle rack type things. And she was stiff as a board, and her head went back a little, and you could tell there was nothing there. I saw one person try to talk to her, but then they didn't even bother, and the security guard walked between her and the van in a kind of a disgusted way. And they never walk between the person they're protecting and the vehicle, just in case they have to duck in real quick. They never do that. This guy did. And then he came to her side and he took her arm kind of gruffly and they pushed her into the van. I mean, they just shoved her into the van. Well, I thought, geez, that's really mean. And then they didn't even take her to the hospital. Nope. If somebody is in dire straits like that, where their body is stiff as a board, their head goes back a little, they have no communication going on, wouldn't you take someone like that to the hospital? I sure as heck would. Well, they didn't. And then a couple hours later, supposedly she comes prancing out of her wherever they live, apartment, whatever, condo, I don't know what they call it. Wherever they live, she comes prancing out and gets in a vehicle and goes off to something. And she's all fine and dandy. Very giddy, in my opinion, from what I saw. Too giddy. So it made me, lately, I've been thinking, and that popped in my head, and I thought, oh my gosh, because clone was mentioned, like on Ancient Aliens. And I'm thinking, I wonder if we witnessed a malfunctioning clone. That's the only real explanation in my mind that would work with that scenario. A malfunctioning clone, and they just took it to where they fix malfunctioning clones. And somebody said to me, oh, she's been dead since whenever, and I don't know if I believe that. Like, who else have they said is dead, but Pelosi. I think I was told Pelosi's dead, and she's there. Well, Walt says it's a hallucination when you see, not a hallucination, holograph. When you see Pelosi, it's a holograph. But I don't know that I could go along with holograph, whatever that thing is. A clone? Yes, I could go along with a clone. Because there for a while, every time you see Pelosi, she was looking worse and worse and worse. I mean, she looked like shit. And then, when I thought that one time, and then I saw her the next time, holy criminy. It was as if she was given a whole new body. I mean, not just the face, but a whole new body. And then, because of my thoughts lately about clone, I'm wondering, oh my gosh, is that a clone of her? I don't know if she's still alive, if she's... I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her real body. But when you look at Pelosi again, I mean, really look at her. And then, so I'm thinking about this stuff, and while we're doing the show and talking about this, Jan put a video in a YouTube thing where, for a brief oomph, you could see her left eye change to like a machine eye. Fake eye? I don't know what you call it. And so that's out there on the internet if you want to look it up. But Nancy said that know they can, that just happens sometimes with manipulation of the video stuff. And but then it came out again. Somebody, Walt was telling me about it, and so it may, there's so many things out there that you see, and it makes me wonder that I see. I'll talk personally, because I don't know about you. But there's so many things out there that make me wonder, holy cow, what is that? What am I seeing? How did that happen? Why is it happening? And how can people be so freaking evil, self-centered, like the bug-eyed slug bug? What's his name? Schiff and Nadler. But Schiff, for example, we'll use him. He, every time he opens his mouth, it's a lie. But I have noticed when he is preparing to, or is in the process of a whopper of a lie, his eyes even bulge more, like they're going to frickin' fall out of his skull. Oh my gosh. And he's, all he can think about is getting Trump. Getting Trump. What the hell have they done for we the people? For ever since before Trump was declared president. All they want to do is get him. But then I can understand that, because he is exposing, working on exposing them. They're going to be exposed. We'll see what happens with this frickin' Horowitz report. I really don't have any faith anymore that they're going to be held accountable for all the bad things they've done to us and are doing to us. Like the border walls. Seriously, folks. We need it to protect our people from the bad criminals that want to come here. If we had the wall and they had to go through the normal process that we have to go through, if we want to go to a different country and live, you have to fill out the paperwork, you have to do all that stuff. We aren't allowed to just walk over into their borders and live. No. Why would we not expect that to happen to others coming into our country? I mean, you fill out the paperwork, you get your background check. I don't know, I got sidetracked, but see, that's the way my mind is working these days. So many questions. Why is the world the way it is? And then Pelosi gets on TV. Pelosi or her clone, whatever that being is called Pelosi, and accuses Trump of doing exactly what Biden has done. But it's okay if Biden does it. But oh, it's the end of the world when they say that Trump did it. And I personally do not believe Trump did that. I just don't. I think it was in the process, the money handling was in the process of, they were going to do this at so many days, and it just it all happened around the same time, so they could try to put it together. And I, with all the good things that Trump has done for this country, whether I like the man, whether I don't like the man, the good things that have come from his being president to help we the people. Can you imagine what could have been done if he wasn't having to fight the deep state constantly? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, y'all. The good things that we could be experiencing, that he wouldn't have to be fighting and fighting and fighting for us for. I do appreciate that stuff. I do appreciate that he fights for us. I do appreciate that he doesn't go, oh, we're going to go to war now. You send us your children and your husbands and your brothers and sisters and you just send us your people so we can send them over to a foreign country where they can be killed or maimed or come back all screwed up in the brain. Just give us your loved ones so we can get more money. 'Cause when you follow the money, you find out why they wanted to go to war there. Trump is a negotiator. He says, come and talk to me. Just come and talk. We'll talk the thing out. We'll make agreements. We'll make treaties with each other rather than kill each other off. I appreciate negotiators. He's a negotiator. With words, not with guns and knives and bombs and whatever else they use. Napalm. Agent Orange. He would rather talk somebody to death. Which is a good thing in my world. So, talking about clones. I don't know if any of you have noticed there's a Trump with red hair and a Trump with white hair. And at the rallies, I see the Trump with the red hair. Other places, mostly around the White House meetings, I see the Trump with the white hair. There was a speech given recently that Trump and his wife were at, and it was the white-haired Trump, but they had all the bulletproof protection things up around them, whereas when he goes to the rallies, they don't have any bulletproof stuff around him, but it's the red-haired Trump, which I believe is the clone, a clone. I don't know how many he has, but it's a clone in my world, in my thoughts, so they don't really need to have the bulletproofing stuff around him. But he definitely would need it if he himself comes out because of so many wanting him dead. So, that just adds fuel to my thoughts, yes. When he goes to the rallies, it's the clone, because if the clone gets shot or if something bad happens to the clone, and supposedly it dies, that's okay, because the real Trump is still there. And they can always say, take it to the hospital and say, oh, he recovered. He doesn't have to be dead because he's still alive for real, the real Trump is. So they can just say, oh, he recovered. and they can get a different clone made. So that's the way my thoughts are going with that, and I agree with it. I think that's a very good idea, because I like the good things that are being done for we the people, for our country. And I believe if the deep state got into the presidency again, that we would be in a world of hurt. I really believe that. I don't want to see that. I like the way we're headed now. And I really do hope that that the deep state gets exposed with these reports. Horowitz and I think it's Durham who's doing reports where people can be prosecuted. His will come out probably next year. Sometime next year. That would be nice. We can start removing the people who don't give a shit about us. And then I heard this weird story. With Abomination and the royal family. I get more of a feeling they're the what people call the reptoids. I know this is so crazy that they're reptoids and they can take on the human body form. And I know this is so crazy. I know it. But I'm beginning to believe it. I just am. And they aren't the nice ones. They're the ones that don't like the human being. We'll see. So I'm thinking they're more along the reptilian type thought. They could have clones too. Hell, I don't know. I just don't know. And then I heard this most outrageous story about Diana. Somebody said that Diana's heart was removed. Oh, good God. They removed Diana's heart for... I really don't understand why. Because I think my brain shut down as soon as I heard the words. They took Diana's heart out. Why? What the hell? It's part of a ritual for the satanic group. How frustrating. What time is it? How am I doing? Oh, I got like 8 minutes. So these kind of thoughts have been going through my mind, and I'm wondering, what in the world is going on? Literally, what is going on in the world? And then I see the show like Ancient Alien that says we've been mucked with by aliens, our DNA's been mucked with. So we are actually aliens. We are the aliens living on the planet Earth. And how does this fit in with my belief in God? It's not going to change my belief in God. I am not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I believe there is a God. There is a Holy Spirit. There is a Jesus. I believe this stuff. And nothing's going to change my mind on that. Unless I cross over and find out, oh, well, there's this frickin' reptilian standing in front of me, and that's who created us. I can't see that happening. To me, that's just a big story that's a comedy. But we'll see when I cross over. You're all entitled to your beliefs. I'm entitled to mine, and I don't condemn you for what you believe. I accept you for who you are, for what you believe. I think it's interesting to hear the differences from what I believe. I mean, it makes me stop and say, whoa, I never would have thought of that. I wonder if any of it is true. And if so, how does that work into what I believe? Does it work into what I believe? What is what? It broadens my thoughts, I'll tell you. And I'm so glad we live in America where we can openly discuss our thoughts. At least today we can. I know it's being worked on to take away our freedom of speech, our freedom of carrying a gun, if you want to. I know they're working on taking away our rights, our constitutional rights, but for now we still have them. Let's try hard to keep them. Whatever we can do in the process of being able to keep our freedoms, let's do it. Me, all I have is my voice over the airwaves. That's all I have. But it is what I have, and I do try to use it and encourage those of you who can do physical things, like go to Washington and get in their faces. Do it. I'm behind you. I'll back you in any way I can. Let's keep our freedoms, y'all, so that we can communicate with each other, so that we can share our thoughts and ideas with each other and help to improve ourselves, our environments, our existence. And we can do that just by sharing with each other and being open-minded. And don't judge someone because they think something different than you. Don't look at them and say, oh, you're going to hell. You don't think like I do. Well, what the heck is that? Jeez, oh, Pete! That's just insanity in my mind. It's so much more fun to be able to discuss everything and anything. And I'm glad that we can. In your comments, when people make the comments, y'all, those of you who make comments under the YouTube things, oh my gosh, I love it. Even if you don't agree with me and you say, oh, Dolly, you're all washed up, I don't mind you say that. I like to hear what you think. I love it. Explain to me why you think I'm all washed up so that you can enlighten me in ways. I appreciate that. I appreciate your comments anytime you make them because that's open communication. And that's what I like to think we have, is open communication. Okay, I guess I've rattled on for long enough. So when you look at people, like on TV or when you're in the store or you're at the gas station or anywhere out in public, you're at the zoo or anywhere, and you're looking at people and you're wondering to yourself because they're acting a little different than what you think humans would act, and you think, gosh, is that a real human being? Or is that an alien? Or is it a clone? Or is it an AI? Sometimes that's the way my mind goes when I'm in public. And I see someone acting really, really strange. In my thought, strange. So I just wanted to do a Dolly Shares and get it done before Wednesday, because I'll be with Annette Wednesday. Please keep my Annette and Russell in your prayers and thoughts. Send them good energies. Prayers, if you say prayers. For the highest and best to be happening with them and for them. For now, I have to say bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.